From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, we will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listeners, we begin with news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian military then-E Commander Marshal Hadi Cahyanto to take office in Papua. Parliament to hold hearing on Papua riots. Vice President Yusuf Kala encouraged universities to be oriented on innovation. Now the news in details. Indonesian military commander Marshal Hadi Cahyanto has decided to set up his office in Papua for an indefinite period. It depends on the developing situation in Papua, the then-E Commander said in Jakarta on Monday. Setting up his office in Papua will facilitate the then-E Commander to take quick decisions. Regarding the involvement of foreigners in Papua, the then-E Commander revealed that the State Intelligence Agency has a better understanding of the issues. Nearly 6,000 joint military and police personnel were deployed to secure the easternmost Indonesian provinces. They were spread out over several areas including Jayapura, Nabire, Paniai, Deiyai, Manokwari, Sorong, and Fakfak. The Sorong Immigration Office in West Papua Province had deported four Australians who were allegedly involved in a rally in front of the Sorong Municipal Office, the Director General of Immigration confirmed earlier. The Commission 1 of the House of Representatives DPR will invite the Commander of the Indonesian Defence Forces 10E, the Minister of Defence, among others, for a hearing to discuss the situation in Papua Island. The hearing will be organized Monday, September 9, 2019, Dariz Al-Basir, member of the Commission 1, said, while conducting a working visit to Painan, West Sumatra, on Monday. During the hearing, Indonesia's lawmakers wished to understand the measures taken by the government after the riots erupted in Papua and the rehabilitation plans for public facilities damaged by the protesters. The House will also question the stance of the Joko Widodo administration concerning the hoistings of Morning Star flags in front of the State Palace in Jakarta recently. Earlier, Professor Hikmahanto Juwana of the University of Indonesia urged the government to act firmly against any foreigners involved in the incident. Those categorized as foreigners are citizens of other countries who sympathize with Papuans and those living outside Indonesia, as well as foreigners staying in Papua supporting a separatist movement there. Higher education must be able to move science immediately in order to be aligned with other developed countries such as the United States and China. That was said by Vice President Yusuf Kala while attending and giving a scientific speech on the 58th anniversary of Syekh Kuala University in Banda Aceh, Aceh Province, on Monday. In front of the counselor, dean, and Syekh Kuala University students, Vice President Yusuf Kala said the education system must be oriented to innovations, creativity, and skills. Universities must be able to move science faster and with a wider range. Then science and education will be divided into two categories. Firstly called liberal education, secondly called skill education, so that there will grow more innovative results. Moreover, Vice President Yusuf Kala also encouraged the university to develop academic research in accordance with people's need currently to support application of technological developments in creating innovations. To expanding research, the universities in regions must open opportunity of cooperation with campuses in Jakarta, even foreign college. This will encourage the Indonesian researchers to share their knowledge with foreign researchers. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi inaugurated the first oil and gas corner at the Indonesian Embassy in Kuwait City, aimed at attracting investment in the oil and gas sector. The inauguration of the first oil and gas corner at the Indonesian Embassy in Kuwait City marks the important role of Indonesia's representative to attract investors in the oil and gas sector in Indonesia. Minister Retno Marsudi said in a written statement issued by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, received in Jakarta on Monday. The statement was delivered by the Indonesian Foreign Minister during her opening remarks at the inauguration of the oil and gas corner at the Indonesian Embassy in Kuwait City on September 1, 2019. The inauguration was also attended by the CEO of Kuwait Foreign Petroleum Explorations Company, Sheikh Nawaf Al-Sabah, as well as several investors and business persons in the oil and gas sector in Kuwait. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Embassy in Cairo, Egypt, held in-store promotion to promote excellent products of Indonesia at the biggest shopping center at City Star, Cairo, Egypt. Based on a statement from Indonesian Embassy in Cairo received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Monday, the event of Indonesian Excellent Products Promotion has been held since August 30th until September 5th, 2019, as an effort to increase relations between Indonesia and Egypt. Charge d'affaires of Indonesian Embassy in Cairo, Muhammad Aji Surya, noted that the trade relation of Indonesia and Egypt is in a good condition, with a total trade worth $1.2 billion per year and surplus for Indonesia. Central Bureau of Statistics BPS of West Sumatra recorded foreign tourist visit to the province in July 2019 achieved 5,197 people, dominated by Malaysian tourists. Head of BPS of West Sumatra, Sukardin Padang, on Monday said that the foreign tourist visit in July 2019 gave contribution amounted 0.35% toward foreign tourists visited Indonesia, or approximately 1.5 million people. Sukardi also explained that in July 2019, the foreign tourists were dominated by Malaysian people, followed by Australia and French. Tanjung Balai City, North Sumatra Utara, conducted its first export of submarine products amounted 81,000 kilograms to China, with economic value worth 2.6 billion rupiah on Monday. On the same occasion, Tanjung Balai Mayor Muhammad Syahrial explained that marine export products has contributed for the people's economy, especially the local people of Tanjung Balai, since it can absorb manpower and lowering unemployment. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Head of Fishery Quarantine Station of Tanjung Balai Asahan, Sondang Sitorus, explained that about 75% of marine sector export implemented through Balawan Seaport, representing the limited capacity of Teluk Nibung Port. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Beware of the Risk of the Global Economic Recession. Well, listener, at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, President Joko Widodo received the World Bank representative head for Indonesia and Timor Leste, Rodrigo Chavez, and discussed the current global economic conditions. After the meeting, Chavez said that both of them discussed the current weakening economic condition, especially the increased risk of recession in the global economy. Sabas believes that several points need to be watched out by Indonesia in the current geopolitical situation. The Indonesian government must continue to monitor the condition of the global economy and prepare for preemptive measures. He also added that the recommendation submitted to the Indonesian government to encourage economic condition was to improve the current account deficit by increasing foreign investment. According to the World Bank, the best way is to increase capital and improve the portfolio. Sabas also stated that the Indonesian government needs to display the credibility needed by foreign investors. Rules of various aspects must be clear, stable. Aspect of compliance with applicable rules must be met. Actually, what is the current account deficit in Indonesia? In August, Bank Indonesia BI issued a report that in the second quarter of this year, the current account deficit reached 3% of the gross domestic product GDP, or precisely 3.04%. Even though in the first quarter of this year, the current account deficit was only at 2.6%. Nominally, the current account deficit in the second quarter of 2019 is valued at $8.44 billion. According to Bank Indonesia, the current account deficit in the second quarter was the worst within 5 years, or since 2014. This must be corrected if it wants to attract foreign investment. Sabas also pointed out that the World Bank is ready to provide loans worth $2 billion for Indonesia next year. This is a form of the world confidence that the Indonesian economy does not yet require huge funding. This trust can also be a message to the world that Indonesia is still attractive for foreign capital. Another capital is the national competitiveness that is determined by the quality of human resources in addition to the existing regulations. Hopefully, the human resources in the current government can prepare anticipatory steps. Thus, the Indonesian economy is not too affected by the recession or the weakening of the global economy. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
I'll begin today in history with September the 3rd, 1928. Sir Alexander Fleming discovers penicillin. On September the 3rd, 1928, a Scottish scientist, Alexander Fleming, discovered penicillin, an antibiotic to fight bacteria. Then a team of scientists from Oxford University, led by Howard Walter Florey, an Australian pathologist, and his colleague Ernest Boris Chain, a British biochemist, succeeded in isolating and purifying penicillin based on Fleming's discovery in 1945, thanks to the findings and results of research that produced penicillin as the first antibiotic. Alexander Fleming with Howard Florey and Ernest Chain were awarded the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. Next September the 3rd, 1939, Britain and France declared war on Germany. The declaration was done after the German invasion of Poland. It became the beginning of the Second World War. Shortly after declaring war on Germany, Britain and France began to blockade the German navy in the Atlantic Ocean. The British and French actions triggered the Battle of the Atlantic, which lasted until the end of World War II, precisely on May 8, 1945.
mile end with September 3, 1976, the Apollo Viking 2 landing on Mars. September 3, 1976 was the date NASA landed Apollo Viking 2 on Mars. The launch of Viking 2 follows the success of Viking 1, which was launched a year earlier, precisely on August 20, 1975. The two Apollos were launched with the aims of taking pictures and collecting other scientific data to review whether there is life on Mars. This mission costed $1 billion at that time. No sign of significance was found, and the search for life on Mars continues. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners of Radio Republik Indonesia, wherever you are. I am Abdullah Suleiman Abdullah Abu Rahman, ambassador of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 74th anniversary of Radio Republic Indonesia. I wish all success for this radio and for this media in Indonesia, and I hope also to cooperate between our media in Jordan and with our friendly and lovely media in Indonesia, and God bless Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition, we will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The title of My Indonesia today is Indonesia Explores Opportunities for Trade Cooperation with Bolivia. Well, listener, Indonesian ambassador to Peru, concurrently in Bolivia, Marina Estela Anwar Bey, and Bolivian Foreign Minister Diego Fari Rodriguez held a meeting in La Paz, Bolivia on Monday. The meeting was one of the agenda of Ambassador Marina Estela's walking visit to Bolivia accreditation area. Ambassador Marina and Bolivian Foreign Minister Diego Fari agreed that economic and trade cooperation of both countries need to be increased. As quoted from the website kemlu.go.id, Ambassador Marina said that the trade between Indonesia and Bolivia has developed positively in recent years. In 2016, the trade value reached $30 million and increased to $35 million in 2017, and $46 million in 2018. Indonesia imports products from Bolivia such as sodium borate, wood, cereal flour and iron scrap, while Indonesia exports products to Bolivia such as cars, decoders, shoes, batteries, soap and detergents. On the occasion, Minister Diego Fari Rodriguez proposed that Indonesia and Bolivia in the future have to hold a business forum that presents entrepreneurs from both countries, supported by the government. To increase trade between the two countries, Minister Diego and Ambassador Marina Estela firmly agreed that there is a need to increase people-to-people contact, especially business people. On the occasion, Ambassador Marina Estela invited the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Bolivia to attend the Indonesia, Latin America and Caribbean INALEC Business Forum and Trade Expo Indonesia TEI, which will be held in October 2019. Ambassador Marina Estela also submitted invitation to head of the Trade Office and Business Association in Bolivia, President of Bolivia Trade Office in La Paz, Rolando Kent Basigluvo, President of Chamber of Industry and Commerce in Santa Cruz, Fernando Hurtado, and President of Confederation of Entrepreneurs Private Bolivian in Santa Cruz, Luis Fernando Barberi Fast. In the meeting held there in Bolivia, Ambassador Marina received very positive responses from the three presidents of Bolivian trade offices and business associations. It is known that CNC, Kenco, and CEPB are trading offices associated with the almost large-scale entrepreneurs in Bolivia. It is expected that in the future, the Indonesian embassy in Lima, Peru, can establish close cooperation to promote more intensive trade with these associations. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Bagaimana mestinya membuatmu jatuh hati kepadaku? Telah ku tuliskan sejuta puisi meyakinkanmu balas cintaku. Haruskah ku mati karenamu, terkubur dalam kesedihan sepanjang waktu. Haruskah ku relakan hidupku hanya demi cinta yang mungkin membunuhku. Hentikan dari
You still tune the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce you to Mula Warman Museum in East Kalimantan. Stay tuned. On August 26, President Joko Widodo has determined location of new capital city in North Penajam Pasir and Kutai Kartanegara Regency. Kutai Kartanegara Regency is one of regencies in East Kalimantan Province, which is well known to have interesting and historical tourism destinations. One of them is Mula Warman Museum. The museum, which is the most famous in East Kalimantan, located on Jalan Tepian Pandan, Panji Tenggarong, Kutai Kartanegara Regency. Its location is quite strategic, near Mahakam River. Previously, Mula Warman Museum was a palace building of Kutai Kartanegara Sultanate, which was built in 1932 by the Dutch government. The museum has ever burned, but rebuilt in 1963. The museum was inaugurated on November 25, 1971 by Governor Abdul Wahab Syahrani. Entering the museum, there are 5,373 historical staffs which are displayed. The historical staffs were made from various kinds of materials such as wood, tree bark, cloth, brass, iron, and many others. The entrance ticket is only 2,500 rupiah for adult and 1,000 for kids. Entering the yard of Mula Warman Museum, you will be welcomed by a statue, a duplicate of Lembus Wana, which is a symbol of Kutai Kartanegara Kingdom. Mula Warman Museum consists of two floors. The architecture of the museum adapted from traditional architecture of Dayak tribe, which permanently exists in Kutai. On the first floor, there are Chinese ceramic collections, while at the second floor, there are displayed heritage collections with art style motifs. At behind part of the museum, there is still typical souvenir shopping place of Dayak cultures. In addition, in the museum, there are also some historical collections such as throne, as seat of the king and empress. The throne was made in European style, which was designed by Van der Lubbe in 1935. The visitors can also see Unchal necklace, the royal accessories of Kutai Kartanegara Sultanate. The necklace was used when coronation of Sultan Kutai to be the king or when the Sultan celebrated his birthday and other sacred ceremonies. There is also Sapu Jagat Cannon as the heritage of VOC. Moreover, you can also see Balinese Dolls Theater, which was donated by Sultan Yogyakarta. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Hi listener of Radio Republic Indonesia, wherever you are. I'm Ruslan Nasibov, Chargé d'Affaires of Azerbaijan in Indonesia. Would like to say happy 74th anniversary of Radio Republic Indonesia. May the audience of Radio Republic Indonesia grow further in Indonesia and abroad.
menangis, kita pernah tertawa, tak akan pernah ku lupa. Mungkin kini bukan kamu lagi yang di benakku, dan mungkin memang sejalan. Dan kini aku ingin kamu, ingin kita untuk sudahi cinta kita. Ku tak bisa untuk terus cinta karena kau selalu saja tak pernah jadikan ku yang pertama, ku sendiri saja. Ingin kamu, ingin kita, kita sudahi cinta kita. Ku tak bisa
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and phrases and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Direction Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is penggunaan kata bahwa or the use of the word bahwa. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on penggunaan kata bahwa or the use of the word bahwa. Tony was in the living room watching the news. Dinda came to join.
Apakah kamu tahu bahwa ayah Endah mengalami kecelakaan?
Iya, aku tahu. Oh iya, Endah baru saja menelponku bahwa ayahnya baik-baik saja.
Wah, syukurlah.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is penggunaan kata bahwa, or the use of the word bahwa or that as a conjunction. Kecelakaan, which means accident. Bahwa, which means that as conjunction. Baru saja, which means just now. Memberitahu, which means to tell. Apakah kamu tahu bahwa ayah Endah mengalami kecelakaan? Apakah kamu tahu bahwa ayah Endah mengalami kecelakaan? Which means, do you know that Endah's father had an accident? Ya, aku tahu, which means, yes, I know. Endah baru saja menelponku bahwa ayahnya baik-baik saja. Endah baru saja menelponku bahwa ayahnya baik-baik saja. Which means, Endah has just called me saying that her father is fine. Syukurlah, which means thank God. Dia mengira bahwa hari ini akan hujan, which means he thought that it would rain today. Saya tahu bahwa kamu sedang sakit. Saya tahu bahwa kamu sedang sakit, which means I know that you are sick. In a conversation between Tony and Dinda, you heard Tony ask, apakah kamu tahu bahwa ayah Endah kecelakaan? Apakah kamu tahu bahwa ayah Endah kecelakaan? Which means, do you know that Endah's father had an accident? Tony uses the word bahwa before explaining in the last part of the sentence. Likewise with Dinda, she said, Endah baru saja menelponku bahwa ayahnya baik-baik saja. Endah baru saja menelponku bahwa ayahnya baik-baik saja, which means Endah just called me that her father is fine. So one of the conjunctions that can be used to explain part of a sentence is bahwa, which means that. Following are examples of its uses in sentences. Dia mengira bahwa hari ini akan hujan. Dia mengira bahwa hari ini akan hujan, which means he thought that it would rain today. Endah memberitahuku bahwa ayahnya mengalami kecelakaan. Endah memberitahuku bahwa ayahnya mengalami kecelakaan, which means Endah told me that her father had an accident. Saya tahu bahwa kamu sedang sakit. Saya tahu bahwa kamu sedang sakit, which means I know that you are sick. Apakah kalian mendengar bahwa besok libur nasional? Apakah kalian mendengar bahwa besok libur nasional? Which means, did you hear that tomorrow is a national holiday? Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example conversation once more.
Apakah kamu tahu bahwa ayah Endah mengalami kecelakaan?
Iya, aku tahu. Oh iya, Endah baru saja menelponku bahwa ayahnya baik-baik saja.
Wah, syukurlah.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to learn more about Indonesian or Bahasa Indonesia. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Listeners of Radio Republik Indonesia, wherever you are in the Nusantara, on behalf of the government and people of Seychelles, I would like to say to you, Happy 74th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
akan semua tinggalkan ini. Ku kan tenang dan kau kan pergi.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 335 kHz and website www.voanews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today, we present a Malayan song to you entitled Sri Mersing, which will be sung by Iyet Bustami. The song Sri Mersing contains of advice rhymes, which consists of two lines of sampiran and two lines of content. The song tells about advice of life. Although less fortune, people must gratitude since they live in prosperous and safe country like Indonesia. The song Sri Mersing is accompanied by Malayan orchestra with some music instruments such as accordion, guitar, violin, and gambus. The song Sri Mersing was popularized in 1994 by Iyet Bustami in her album entitled Pop Melayu 40 until 60. Well, listener, let's enjoy Sri Mersing sung by Iyet Bustami.
greetings from Russia. I hope that some of you remember me. My name is Vasily Pushkov, and I'm the director of international cooperation for the Sputnik News Agency and radio. On behalf of our whole organization, we would like to congratulate our friends and colleagues at Radio Republic Indonesia on the 74th anniversary. I think that the fruitful cooperation that has been established between our two companies is an outstanding example of the general friendship and collaboration that we have been witnessing between Russia and Indonesia over the past several years. We are very glad to have Radio Republic Indonesia as our partner. We are very thankful for their news coverage and their journalistic high-quality approach to news inside Indonesia and all over the world. We're also extremely thankful for your participation in our own program, such as Sputnik Pro, which is actually aimed at fostering communication and experience exchange between young journalists from different countries all around the globe. So once again, we congratulate you. We wish you prosperity and even stronger company approach to news, and we wish only for our own friendship with you to get even stronger over the years. So thank you and terima kasih.
Listeners, thank you for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fanpage, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia, Twitter, @VOIIndonesia, and also send your email to VOI@voinews.id.